Not ready. Hang on. Reboot. Hang on.
Audio Gravity, 25th of August 2009. Good morning. First link today is madebyrobot.bandcamp.com. Now, I really like Bandcamp. It's a really good way of sharing your music for free, having a website that you can get done quickly, upload your music to. You can even share the album or charge for the album. There's an album on there at the minute called Binary by Made by Robot. Now, it's very sort of experimental, minimalistic beats, layering. Experimental is probably the best word to use it, really. But I have all sorts of music playing in the background at low volume all day long. And this is one of the newest additions to that list. The album is free and it's called Binary. You can download the album, track listings from 1 to 10, Binary 1 to 10. And there's also another EP called Spoil, which was done in January. I love Bandcamp. You can just discover all sorts of stuff. I don't know how I fell on this. You know how it is. You just occasionally just get things sent to you and you just fall on it and you think, yeah, actually, I like that. Next link today is over on foxytunes.net. So Foxytunes is a plugin for Firefox, which is like a little music player. So you can turn things, you know, fast forward, stop, pause from iTunes or Winamp or whatever you use on your system. And just recently, literally probably about 4 or 5 days ago, they released the first version of something they've been working on, a project called Twitter Tunes. So in addition to having your Foxytune plugin, you now have the ability to share what stuff you're playing on Facebook, Skype, Yahoo Messenger, Last.fm, Yahoo Status, and Twitter, which is pretty cool. What's nice about it is it also can manually send stuff to Last.fm, so you can do all that scrobbling on Last.fm, which is nice. You know, on tunes that you've clicked on the love icon, obviously you don't want every single thing getting tweeted. That'd be a nightmare. And next link today is very similar to Tumblr. If you've not seen Tumblr, tumblr.com. Tumblr is an easy system for posting pictures, video, music, audio, bits of text, quotes. This one's called 9gag.com, and it's very, very, very lightweight. You can see text, photos, and videos, and you can post them very easily. I think it's going to be a massive site. I think it's going to be, it's well thought out. It's very clear cut. I don't know if it's somebody who was a Tumblr user, but I see a lot of the content popping up on Tumblr in my dashboard, you know, or things that have come from 9gag. And I just really like it. It's just dead simple. It's got this really simple logo, little speech bubble that says save your fun. It's got a simple search box, hot new top with nice hover overs. You know, you can break it down by day, week, month, year. You've got a little like icon, very similar to Tumblr. You've also got, in the bottom right-hand corner, which is neat, keys JKL. You can go up and down to the next, to one post, to the next post, to the next post, which is nice. And you can press L if you love it or not. Really simple, really straightforward. It's one of those sites that you can see getting acquired in 6 months' time for a stupid amount of money because it's just such a simple, clever idea. Next link is Boxho, BOXOH.com, a package tracking simplified. You can track UPS, USPS, UPS, FedEx, or DHL airborne packages. You literally put in your tracking number and you get this really sweet Google interface where it's, you know, all the stops that it's gone through and loads of other data that you probably would never thought about before. If obviously it's an American-based tracking site. I don't think there's anything like this in the UK yet. We really need to look at getting something similar to this. I'd love to be able to see something like this with Twitter integration. So every time it goes through a certain center, it literally lets you know. Because if you're the sort of person who travels around a lot, or you know, jump on a train, you're heading off to somewhere, if you're getting a little tweet that says, oh, you know, it's at such and such, you've got a rough idea of how long it's going to be, if it's going to be overnighted or come the next morning or the same morning, and you can make arrangements for somebody to be in or somebody to collect it for you, because not getting a package on time is a pain in the backside. Next link today is over on Geekology, yeah, I think that's how you say it. Just this epic big graph of computer hardware. Detail all of the different ports, you know, from RAM to hard drive, ports, processor cards, slots, processor cards, sockets, peripheral cards, CPU sockets, desktop RAM. It's just, for somebody to get and put this together is just just out there, but it's a really good thing that you could, if they did a high quality version of this, this would be cool to have at a PC repair shop up on the wall, so you can, you know, look at a system and say, okay, that needs that kind of RAM. Why I brought it up, just because somebody spent the time doing it. I just think, you know, props for whoever's doing it, so we should tell people about it. Next link today over on Geekalicious, 10 reasons why geeks make good fathers. Absolutely 100% agree with this. Some of them though are a bit iffy, but it's a good list nevertheless. I'll give you an example of one of them: playing versus silly adult talk during a party while Brad and Muffy are talking stocks and bonds with the rest of the adults. I'll be outside playing laser tag with the neighborhood kids. Side note: bushes provide great hiding, but lasers can get through the thin ones. Yeah, I can see that. I can imagine. I can't actually imagine what Ella's going to be like when she knows that her dad's a geek. We'll get to that when we get to it, I guess. Last link today, friendsy.com, present your desktop. It's in beta, but then again, most things are these days. It looks like it's a Windows application. They've just put a new version out on the 8th. It's a little application that you run on your Windows machine, and it shows you your desktop, and then literally you send a link to your friend. They go to a website, friendsy.com/whatever, and they can see your desktop. So it's just a really useful way of sharing stuff, or you can fix somebody's stuff, you can point them to something. Really nice. No ads, no registration, and it's completely free. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.